I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice series. The Chachmas Adam writes that he recommends that every woman, when she's counting her Zayinikim, when she's counting her seven clean days in the morning, after she does a Bedikah in the morning, she should verbalize. She should say what day of the Zayinikim it is. And it seems that the source for this practice really comes from the Shla. The Shla writes that when the Pasuk says, V'safra l'shivas yamim ba'achar tita, that a woman, when she's becoming clean, when she wants to become Torah, when she wants to become mutter to her husband, she has to count 7 days, and only after we go to the mikvah, that's a mitzvah. The Torah is commanding us, v'safrala, she should count. And therefore the Shla writes that she should verbalize. Every day of the Zayinikim, she should say out loud which day of the Zayinikim it is. It's interesting to note that the Chacham Sadam says that she should count in the morning, while the Shla writes that she should write in the afternoon, when she does, presumably after she does afternoon bedikah. But both the Chacham Sadam and the Shlo are both of the opinion that there's a mitzvah to count the Zayinikim. The Nidav Yehuda argues. The Nidav Yehuda refers to the Shlo as a great tzaddik. Ohev mitzvos, lo yizba mitzvah, someone who loves mitzvah so much, would never be satisfied with the mitzvahs that he had. The Shlo would constantly seek out new opportunities to do mitzvahs. Therefore, the Nidav Yehuda writes, that's why the Shla introduced this new concept of counting, of verbalizing, which day it is of the Zayinikim. But argues the Nidav Yehuda that there is in fact no mitzvah to count. Rather, when the Pasuk tells us, V'safra l'shiva samim v'achar tita, she should count 7 days, and only afterwards she's able to go to the mikvah, the Pasuk's telling us how the process necessary in order to become Tahar. But not that there's a requirement, not that there's a mitzvah to go ahead and count. And in fact, points out the Nidav Yehuda, that we don't find any of the Moni HaMitzvahs, any of those who give the list, the counting of the 613 mitzvahs, reference this mitzvah of counting Zayin Nikim. And the Nidav Yehuda points out further that the Ramban Al HaTorah seemingly explicitly says that there is no mitzvah. The Ramban in Parshas Emor distinguishes between the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer and the mitzvah, or the pasuk, of the Safra La. And the Ramban writes that when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, counting from the Sfiras HaOmer until Havas, Shnei HaLechem, there is in fact a mitzvah, and that's because it's unavoidable. It's Behechrich. There's certainly going to be that time, and therefore there's a mitzvah to count the Sfiras HaOmer as we know it. But when it comes to Zayinikim, a woman could decide that she doesn't want to become Tahar. If she doesn't want to become Tahar, then there's no requirement to count the Zayinikim, and therefore there can't be any mitzvah. However, the son of the Nidav Yehuda points out in one of his Hagos on the side of the Nidav Yehuda that if that reasoning is correct, then why do we assume that going to the mikvah is in fact the mitzvah? As we are all aware that women make a bracha when they go to the mikvah. Other Achorim, the Chok Yaakov, points out that when it comes to shechita, we make a bracha. Obviously, we recognize that shechita, even though you could avoid shechita altogether, that as well we consider it a mitzvah. And I saw Rav Avad Yosef and Taras Abayis asks similarly about tzitzis. But it seems that the consensus of poskim is in fact not like the Chacham Sadam and not like the Shla, and there's no requirement to verbalize every day what day of the Zayinikim it is, while it obviously is necessary to keep track of the 7 days in order to know when a woman is supposed to go to the mikvah.